Hello, Peter. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Germany at the office.
Of Nuclear Blast?
Yep.
Peter, of office at Nuclear Blast, could you please start with this? How do you pronounce your family name?
It's called Vicious, but in English I say Witchers.
Okay, Witchers, because it sounds very witchery style.
Yeah, exactly.
So, another great new album to come of soul work. Please tell us, what is the story behind?
Well, the basic story of this album is, you know, it was done in pretty short time, but I think that we felt that we still had more to go after Natural Born Chaos, so why not do an album, you know, as we were thinking about doing directly after Natural Born Chaos, and I think that this one proved to be a little bit more mature than Natural Born Chaos as well.
Попитах го каква е историята за този нов албум на Soulwork, който предстои да излезе. Той каза, в интерес на истината, ние го издаваме много бързо след Natural Born Chaos, но по някакъв начин ми се струва, че е по-зрял и така нататък. So we remember that in the past you used to work with this crazy Canadian motherfucker, Devin Townsend. Is he involved somehow in your new releases?
Actually, Devin had so much to do with his other bands. He did the new Strapping on the Lad record and his side project as well. So we were thinking about using Devin for this record, but he he wasn't able to do it, so we produced it ourselves.
Както знаете, преди те работеха с Луди Каранец, Девин Таунсенд, дали по някакъв начин той е замесен в това ново издание. Той каза не, защото Девин беше толкова зает с своята група Strapping Young Lad. Ние искахме, естествено, той да продуцира отново нашите неща, но в крайна сметка се справихме сами. So, you just said that this new album is kind of more mature for your band, but believe me, most of the people that you can meet on this earth, most of the musicians and of the bands are going to say the same thing about that next step. But please tell me honestly, what is the best thing, the best part is this new album for you?
Actually, I think that Bjorn sings a lot better on this one than he sings on Natural Born Chaos. And also I think that we... The keyboard section on this one is a lot more interesting because it's a lot more, you know, analog, like 70s keyboards, and, you know, but it's incorporated in a modern way with our music, so it feels a little bit more fresh and modern, this album that we made now.
Попита го, разбира се, естествено, всички казват, че всеки техен албум е по-зрял. Всъщност, кажи ми ти, какво според тебе е най-доброто в този нов албум на Soulwork? Той каза, вокалните партии са изпяни по-добре, а освен това клавирите са по-аналогови, по-вдуха на 70-те и някак си звучат по-добре, така ми се струва. Well, please tell us, I mean, you've been around for some period of time already. Well, I'm sure that you got a very important experience, what is to be a metal band in the world today. A real metal band. I mean, I'm not talking about this trendy stuff that is going on TV or the commercial radio stations.
Yeah, I mean, we've really worked our way up, as I was explaining about the name. I mean, we started from scratch when it came to Soulwork. Everybody was rehearsing in a garage, and I mean, looking back to that time and where we are right now, I mean, I'm very grateful that we achieved such success that we have right now as well, and I'm very happy to see that people, you know, tend to like our music and buy a record. You know, this means a lot to us, and I, you know, when you reflect on it, you're very proud to be where you are today and to still know about your history.
Кое при положение, че вече те се занимават с тези неща от известно време, дали би могъл да ни каже на базата на този опит, кое е каква е ситуацията да бъдеш метал група днес? Разбира се, става дума не за тези неща, които са комерциално успешни по комерциални радиостанции и телевизии, които се нарича метал и така нататък. Той каза, за нас важното е това, че ние успяваме да се задържим и че гордеем се с това, което постигнахме. Това е смисъл, хората харесват нашата музика, купуват нашите неща и така нататък. So, what's next for you?
Next for us is going on tour in Europe. With Children of Bodom, we're gonna hit almost every, you know, every country in Europe as well, doing 5 weeks with Children of Bodom. And then we have a lot of festivals this summer. We have the Blind Guardian Festival, the Rock Hard Festival, the Gods of Metal Festival and Vak in Open Air.
Какво предстои тогава? Аз тръгваме на турне заедно с Children of Bodom. Ще свирим почти навсякъде в Европа. След това ще свирим на големите фестивали. На Blind Guardian Festival, на Rock Hard Festival, на Vakin и така нататък. Are you anxious of these days what is going to happen with this war?
The war, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I mean, I don't support the war at all, so, I mean, I hate war, so I don't really know what to say. I mean, I just hope that it doesn't affect the you know, the rest of the world with all this war. So I'm just hoping that it will be done and quick, you know, so if they decide to go to war, it's going to be over in a few days, that it doesn't drag out and take many months and new terrorist attacks happens and stuff like that, because I think we've had enough of wars and terrorist attacks for some time now.
Yeah, but this is what they say, you know?
I mean, yeah, I
like,
know.
That the war is not going to take a long time. Okay, so thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
I really like the album, and, well, I was amazed by your previous releases, and now if it means something to you, I can tell that I like this new album even more than your previous releases.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Попитах го в крайна сметка, говорихме си естествено за това дали е притеснен от нещата, които предстои да се случат в войната. Той каза, аз по принцип съм против войната и се надявам да не засегне другата част от света, защото ако се проточи, те нали казват, че ще продължи кратко, ако се проточи, тогава може да има в отговор терористични атаки по света и така нататък. Това беше Питър Уичърс от Soilwork.